mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Is on. Okay, we'll rejoin just a few more seconds or so of this video and audio production.
Droplets. And when I saw that, I thought, whoa, this is what I expect from thermite, because I've done a number of thermite experiments, and you get small metal drops being thrown out in all directions. And this is what we see in the dust now, these little metal drops. We also see barium. This is very interesting because barium nitrate and sulfur are part of the military patent on what is known as thermate. This is thermite with sulfur and barium nitrate added to make this material cut more rapidly through steel. Now, barium is a very toxic metal. So one would not ordinarily expect this to be present in the large concentrations that we see. Well, the fact that we see it in these and in the dust is a very strong indication to me that the military form of thermite that has been used. It turned out that literally dozens of firefighters and emergency medical workers had given testimony that they had heard 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, some said 10 explosions going off in the building. Some of the people in the buildings reported that they were banged around and knocked downstairs by explosions. Other people testified to seeing flashes. And many of them said, it looked just like on TV when we see them bring down buildings with explosions. We saw the flashes. Right. We saw the demo.
Okay, we can stop there. All right, very good. Now, you know, I know all of you are probably, at least most of you who've been listening for a while, are familiar with this whole technical aspect, and this is just one of the aspects of it. I want to bring this up again now, because now it is so important, Art, and those of you on the line and listening, you know, to understand that this project for a new American century concept, this war for the synagogue of Satan in Jerusalem, is at full speed ahead. This is absolutely essential for you to understand how 9/11 was a massive real attack on America with real casualties, but also was an example of the use of lies, hoaxes, fakery, and no question about it, extra, if you will, digital help along the way. So we have the urban moving systems, we have the vans, we have the art students, so-called posing as art students. They were Mossad agents up and down all of the East Coast from Florida to Maine. We have all of the other aspects of the Cruel Associates, for instance, Art, and many of the others that were used, Converse, Amdocs, and so forth, to communicate with each other in the buildings as the Twin Towers were being brought down. And then we have the dancing Israelis up around the other building, which is adjacent, and they were laughing and giggling and filming the whole thing as they were killing Americans, you see. And Donald Trump said he knows it was the Palestinians. He knows it was Palestinians that were responsible for the dancing and laughing in Israel and so forth. You know, this is the kind of evil that's in your face, this lying deception that, you know, we have to talk about. We have to keep bringing it up so we'll understand who and what is the enemy of all humanity and where it exists. Now, go ahead. Why don't you just give us a few comments before we take some calls?
Well, first of all, Larry Silverstein had control of the buildings. This is a classic example of Jewish lightning, that he took over the buildings, realized that it was going to be a financial disaster for him. What happened is he got Netanyahu and his boys in there for a couple weeks before to load it up with, as you would indicate, thermite. Then he also had none other than Dick Cheney, who was running Halliburton, which was part, you know, he evolved out of the same situation that came out of the JFK assassination, one of the businesses Bobby Baker set up, Kellogg Brown and Root. And the big thing about Cheney is, first of all, he shut down the entire airspace, air defense space that day. And then when Flight 97 or 93 out of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, now he says, oh, it was basically the people got in a fight and, let's roll. That propaganda, he later publicly admitted that he had F-16s shoot down the plane. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
If anything, what you're seeing is the treason within. And look who benefited Absolutely. From this. Who got rich as a result of this? Who got us into all the wars in the Middle East? Who's benefiting from this? Follow the money trail. Makes it real easy to figure this out. It's not hard.
Well, no, that's absolutely correct, what you state. And it's the fallout. It's the effect of not only human lives from those firefighters and personnel and rescue workers and police and so forth, some of whom have spoken out but ignored again in the media, their lives and their families' lives. You know, we remember Alan Mariani, of course, who was on this program a number of years ago when she lost her husband, and so many others that, you know, have perished and have been destroyed. But that's only one part of the whole issue. The rest of it is how many have died since then in these wars for Israel in the Middle East. It's almost totally unimaginable. George Herbert Walker Bush, when he was president, launched the first war into Iraq, as we all know, and then publicly admitted at the so-called Madrid Peace Conference, which he called, as you recall, following the toppling of the government and destroying of the people of Iraq. He called for a peace conference, and at the time it was Shamir, who was prime minister, and a host of others in his radical Likud party, and Mr. Bush publicly announced and acknowledged Art to the world. This is George Herbert Walker Bush said, that I went to war for you in Iraq. He said you were the reason, the primary reason, that we went to war. Of course, we know there were other economic considerations, but nonetheless, he publicly acknowledged, I went to war for you, now come to the peace table, which in and of itself, of course, was nothing. It amounted to nothing but more war. But the point is that his son implanted into the White House at that point in the subsequent election had to do what they could not accomplish in the first Gulf War. And that was the taking down of Saddam Hussein, overthrowing the government so they could unleash the next phase of this plan. The plan was to create a new enemy in the so-called radical Islamic terror network in Afghanistan, in Iraq, so that then they would be able to expand throughout the Middle East. That's pretty basic stuff, isn't it? You know, and this is what they have done. It's not like they didn't do it. It's they have done it. And now Israel publicly acknowledges that it is helping to rescue and treat ISIS fighters in Syria. Ah, like it's a big surprise, okay? And, of course, the United States is arming so-called ISIS fighters through Bulgaria, through shipments in all Bulgaria. And, of course, we know they have done it through Turkey as well. So who's kidding whom? It is the biggest hoax of the century, the previous century. We talk about World War II hoaxes and so forth. And if I have time, I'm going to get into that with Professor David Irving at the end of the show. But, Art, isn't it pretty clear to you from all aspects that this is now exactly what the Israeli government, what its Cosa Nostra in this country set out to do? Isn't it obvious that it's working according to plan?
Right. It's working quite well. And all you have to do is look at the real history of the St. Valentine's Massacre and the Cosa Nostra side of the Capone Syndicate, the Chicago outfit, and how it evolved up to what you're seeing today. how the Federal Reserve Bank evolved also directly from them, as stated by Netanyahu, that his associates were the ones who, his predecessors were the ones that set up the Federal Reserve Bank and the IRS. And look at the Yellen plan, you know, the Project for a New American Century, and you can actually see it. It's very easy to see if you are able to look at that. The funny thing is, you listen to every piece of media out there, they will talk about this. Who has talked about the Annenberg in any place in the media outside of me and you? Have you heard anybody talk about it? Think about that for a minute.
Oh, no, I have. I have, only in glowing terms, of course.
Right. Right.
The Annenbergs have been praised for their philanthropy, you understand.
Right, right. So Al Capone was praised for his soup kitchens also. That was so great.
You bet, you bet. I mean, but this is typical of the media. Any of the big players, of course, as you know, all of the media are owned by them, and the Reuters, AP, you know, all of the so-called foreign sources of news, and what they call their correction rod for politicians who make statements that aren't true, you know, well, they're the ones, of course, that need to be called on the carpet and corrected constantly. Now, I want to get into this Fort Lee connection in a few minutes, but first let me do this. Let me take a couple of calls, all right? Let's see if we can bring them up. 800-313-9443. And Frank from North Carolina is back. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, first of all, I just have to say, why are you guys bringing up all this stuff about 9/11? I mean, that's old history. That's an old story. And you guys, I think you guys need to relax and just kick back. And, I think both of you, Rick, and you both deserve a taste of the good life. I mean, wait, why don't you guys just sell out like Alex Jones and just kick back and enjoy things a little bit? Now, seriously.
Well, Alex Jones now is everywhere in the media, as you probably know. He's the laughing stock now of many of the talk shows syndicated across the country. I'm sure you're aware of that, right?
I talked 8 or 9 years ago. Actually, I never spoke with her, but I communicated with her on MySpace 8 or 9 years ago. I think her name was Althea. She was a black woman, and she was a law enforcement officer in New York City. And she said on the morning of 9/11, there was all types of transmissions going across between, you know, on the police radio. Mm-hmm. They were taking into custody individuals with, like, the video you were just playing, the audio, with the remote control detonation devices. And I said, well, how come that never made it into the media or anything? I said, were you guys ordered not to say anything about it? And she said, no, not specifically ordered. Everybody just knows you keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything unless it's, you know, been given the green light, and, you know, they have their professional spokesmen with their Jewish handlers and minders that come out and give out all that information. And, two, I just wanted to say, I haven't been on the Internet some time, but I listened to Dr. David Duke quite a bit, and he's been reporting quite a bit. These Israelis and Jews, even I think the senior editor to the New York Times, are writing articles. I mean, they're openly boasting that they support ISIS, the Israeli intelligence services,
yep.
ISIS.
Security
which,
intelligence,
you know,
that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And, you know, I mean, it's out there, but Rush Limbaugh's not talking about it. Alex Jones not talking about it. When I hear Alex Jones go talk about an event or something that's on the radar screen, which we know that the Israelis and the organized Jewry is directly involved in, he'll go down a list of 3 or 4 or 5 different nations, countries, entities, whatever. You know, he'll mention Saudi Arabia. He'll mention all these different groups, but conspicuously always left out is Israel, any kind of Jewish connection, Jewish hand in anything. You know, he used to make a footnote of it. Back in the old days, he would, you know, it'd be like a little footnote, an afterthought. Oh, yeah, and maybe Israel might have been. Some elements in Israel might have been involved. Now it's like hands off. Nobody, you're not allowed to talk about Israel's involvement in anything. And everybody he talks about, every day on his show, I just randomly tuned in, it's all Jewish. Every person he talks about are Jews. All the bad guys he talks about that are saying they're destroying our country, destroying Western civilization, they're almost all Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know.
How
did he get to where he is, and how do you do that? You know, people have told me, you know, you should have sold out. You should be with the big guys. You've got the ability. You could do it and everything. And I can't do that. I could never do that. It's costly to us to do these programs, and art, too. We don't have to. We do it because of the love of truth, you see. And you do, too, Frank. You know, but I could sell my soul, but what would it be?
9/11 is one of my favorite subjects because that is, I've always said that's the Achilles heel. That's where they went too far. We've got too much information on it.
Exactly.
And as Dr. Alan Sabosky, it was either he or the guy that was interviewing once said, if the American people ever find out what was really behind the attacks on America on 9/11, there'll be no place that the Jews can hide on this in this world.
Well, and that's why they are protected from a scriptural point of view. They, you know, if the world understood everything now, then it would be over. But, you know, God's plan is a little bit different from ours, and he's allowing this deception to go on right up until the end. And believe me, Frank, I know you're not deep on religion, but when it comes to the point where Satan is going to be coming back to rule as Christ, that's going to be the end of Jerusalem. It's going to be the end of their deception, their evil, and their filth. So you can be assured of that. I have my faith in all of it. Thank you, Frank.
Well,
appreciate your comments. You did a good job, and he's very well spoken. I think we have another call from Chicago now, and let's take that call up next. Come on up.
Hi, Rick. Before I get to my 9/11 question, I just want to say, any Christian or so-called Christians that continue to support Donald Trump is a fool. He had an opportunity of taking money away from Planned Parenthood, and he chose not to. So how can any Christian continue to support this clown?
Well, because you know why? Because the Christians just proved it the other day with his statements and his executive order having to do with repeal of the Johnson Amendment and lobbying and engaging in political activity on the part of churches. And, of course, that's already being challenged now by a Wisconsin atheist group again in the courts, which it will be found to be unconstitutional, more or less. The point is, this is the way they build their bases of support. And they throw a bone out to the, you know, to this group out there, and they throw a little bit of meat out to another. And this is how you build coalitions, and this is how you fool the public. The wiser heads who should know better in the churches, unfortunately, are not all that wise. They can't see through it like you can, you see?
Right. Now, regarding my 9/11 question, is there anyone or any organization besides the American public that lost money from 9/11?
You mean other than losing lives, the goy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Art, can you address that question?
The whole mortgage meltdown of 2008 is a direct consequence of the fraud that was going on Wall Street, and 9/11 was the catalyst for them to get away with that.
Okay.
So anybody who
All right, well, thank you very much, guys.
All right, you can listen off the air. Elaborate on that again, Art.
Well, I know people who are working on Wall Street, and they're saying basically back before 9/11 that it was nothing but a Ponzi scheme, no better than what Bernie said, I forget his name. The guy went to prison. But they knew it was a meltdown going on up there, especially in mortgage-backed securities for companies like Depository Trust Clearing Corporation. So 9/11 was a distraction, and also a major reason why they were doing it was in Iraq. Saddam Hussein was basically paying for Palestinians and people to go in to basically blow themselves up and attack Israel. That's why a big part of why they put a stop to it. But another reason was the financial crisis that was evolving there that finally blew up in our faces in 2008. So there was financial gain and also military gain for that process. That's what was really going on. We look at the power base that was going on behind the scenes, as I see it.
And during those years from 2008 on, those were supposed to be the final years of the plan. It was like a 9-year plan to completely go through the Middle East and for Israel to topple all the governments. Syria, of course, would be the most important one next door, but also Iran. And then they got sidetracked by 2008 meltdown. So now they're right back on track, aren't they? Huh? Yeah, they are. Okay, folks, take a break. Come right back to more of this important discussion and a lot of other things to talk about. Stay with us, Rick Adams.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has a legal defect. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we're back, folks, and, you know, I've just been updated on our pledge drive here, which I was unaware of today. So John Stadtmiller would like you to all join in, because this is where the action is. This is where the little nest of truth is available to the world, the spotlight of truth out there. You can forget the rest, the big ones. You can forget all of them. They're not giving you any truth. They can't. But here we still have this freedom on republicbroadcasting.org. So if you are blessed and you feel like we're blessing you, then by all means, contribute to the network. And you could call right now. You could call 800-724-2719 and donate through PayPal or through any other pledge that you would like to make right now. On the site, you can do it, or you can call republicbroadcasting.org. One word, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and you can navigate through the donations PayPal window, or however you want to do it, as a direct credit card, what have you. If you want to pledge on the phones, you can do that right now as well. So you know the gig, folks. You know what it's all about. It's all about money. Everything comes down to that one word, money. call the number 800-724-2719. If you really and truly have anything you want to give, any contribution, don't laugh it off, no matter how small or whatever size it is, to give to RBN. All right, so we're back now. And Art, you know, the needs are great here, and we sacrifice and save and scrimp and cuts and so forth. But you know what? The big, big, big networks are in much bigger trouble than anything else because they're all mortgaged to the hilt, and they have bills to pay in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Who else going to pay Mr. what's his name, Mush Bimbo, and all of the others? They get their a lucrative salary. So, you know, we should consider ourselves blessed, and God will keep us on the map. I know he will. Any comment, Art?
I think you said it quite well, that if you can help out, RBN certainly needs the help. And actually, he's doing that. I'm writing a check to mail it to him.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Now let's see. Do we have that other clip? Not the other one, actually. Let's go into a little bit of actually some reading right now. Okay. What we'll do is we will get back to what I brought up at the end of the clip that we ran, because this is something that I think is too important to just give up on right now. We've started the ball rolling again. There was what was known, Art, as a Mossad safe house where the feds were involved, the Cheney's office and Mr. W, the whole Pentagon establishment that was involved in this Likud party plan to bring down the Silverstein-owned and insured edifices and to do the rest of the damage they had to do. And that was planned basically... as they say, it was in a safe house that was located in Fort Lee. Now, you probably know all about this as well as I do, but it's a very important subject that we need to explore. Do you have any thing that you'd like to contribute about what went on in Fort Lee and how this whole thing was planned?
I'm learning about Fort Lee as you're talking about it. I do know that was the home ground for Albert Anastasia Murder Incorporated.
There you
go. Surprise me.
There you go, right there. Now this is very important. You know, Fort Lee goes back, well, many, many moons. It was also a place where early motion pictures had been filmed as well by many of the early moguls. Nevertheless, you know, the important point was that I'm trying to make here is that what you had to do at this particular edifice was to lay out the groundwork and the whole plan for creating the transfer of the leases. The Port Authority of New York City was done. The Silverstein brothers took over the leases. We know about that several months before the actual demolition of the Twin Towers took place. We had the other episodes that some of them were actually meant to be distractions. But as Frank said earlier, it was a pretty sloppy, pretty blatantly sloppy job, knowing full well the media would not dare breach any of the contracts they have with Murder Incorporated. But in any event, the folks that got together here, we'll back after the break, we'll discuss it very briefly and then take more calls from you, our listeners. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we will return. Don't forget your donations.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All right, we're back now, and we'll take some calls in a few moments here, and remember to donate to RBN now at this time. Art, I did want to get back to Fort Lee. You mentioned, you know, going back to the 1920s and 30s, the mob ties and mob connection there. But to update it a little bit, you know, Fort Lee, New Jersey, was the staging ground, we're told, for 9/11. It was chosen for a very good reason, and that is some of the news reports from 9/11 had been eliminated from archives, lists of terrorists, the names, the so-called terrorists who were dupes and hirelings, whether they be from the Saudi Arabian government or directly from Israel or Palestine, then released at the orders of the New York City, and the White House officials' commissions, and then these people were, as you know, flown out of the country. These files actually were created for these personages who were named. And you know, Mohammed Atta was one of the names that they came up with. He was once supposedly a security guard in Egypt and then went right to Saudi Arabia. He was one of those who was named as the chief architect of the attacks on the Twin Towers. So there was a vast network of people involved in this whole business of preparation right there in Fort Lee in their headquarters where they were planning this right across from New York City. You see, it was very close. So they could arrange proximity. They could arrange the plans, the architectural layout, and so forth, of what they were going to do, not directly in the city of New York. So basically, you have the group, the condo, you have the co-op community there, you have the home, one of the largest and the most politically powerful Israeli first groups in America, including key members of the notorious organization known as JINSA, and that was the Jewish Institute for National Security, where they met, the Security Affairs Group, okay? All of these people were the most influential people in creating the PNAC document, okay, the Project for a New American Century. So this is very key that we understand the groundwork being laid for these attacks was right there at Fort Lee. And so anyway, I don't want to belabor that point with much more research that we can provide. But as you pointed out, you know, Fort Lee had been a mob town, I guess, right from the beginnings. You know, Murder Incorporated and the Meyer Lansky adjuncts of the LaGuardia groups that maybe you know something about. In any event, I just, again, want to bring this out for our listeners, the staging grounds in the United States. These plans for 9/11, for those attacks, were laid out well in advance of the ascendancy of George Bush. Any comment?
No, actually, I think you covered the subject quite well. Doesn't surprise me. They couldn't be doing this in the U.S. without the intelligence community, in particular the CIA, knowing what they were up to some extent. So it also indicates complicity, at the very least, incompetency within the U.S. intelligence community to let this happen and not be on top of it to prevent it from happening.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about this all the time, how people fell into line just as they did with that first Pearl Harbor attack. Remember, they couldn't see Pearl Harbor. You know, they could only hear about it on the radio, and they could see the newsreels and all of that. There was no television. There was no radio, direct video presentation of any sort at the time. So all they had was the immediate shock of hearing it on the radio, and this angered the American public because here it wasn't the Germans or the Italians, you know, here it was Japanese, and Japanese Americans then were, you know, cordoned off to prison. Their land was stolen, their property. They were set up just as the Palestinians and the Iraqis and the Afghanis were set up to be cannon fodder for the mafia. So, again, I stress these facts that there are no accidents. There are pre-plans. There are deliberate plans. And if anybody could come up and contradict any of them and say, well, we'll shoot them down, then let them address them first. But the 9/11 Commission totally ignored just about every single aspect of 9/11 that we've talked about with Professor Fetzer and others as well. All right, let's take a call or two. First off, we have Rick in Arizona. We'll go to first. All right, Rick in Arizona, come on up.
Good afternoon, gents.
Yes.
In my opinion, I think those buildings were empty, and we had a motion picture set wrapped around that property. We don't have any tears in anybody's eyes. It's kind of like a terrorist attack today or a shooting. Everybody's just holding each other, and there's no hysterical women or people freaking out. It's just, I find it totally hard to believe that with all these firemen dead, that you won't see any tears in anybody's eyes, not even the women on the news set.
Well, you didn't see any tears at all?
There's no tears.
You say you don't know
it was a no-tears terrorist attack.
Okay.
There's no tears. There's no tears.
Okay. All right, anything else you want to say?
I'll just say that, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of wondering why everybody is so convinced that those buildings had people in them. I mean, it would take 2 years to wire them. I've been in Vegas long enough to know how long it takes to wire a small building to bring it down.
Not when you have the kind of crew that they had. They didn't have a crew of like 50 people. They had hundreds, perhaps even 1,000 Israelis in there. Why
Israelis aren't in the business of demolition. That's a American business, bringing down buildings. Those buildings were brought down by people who had the most experience on earth, and that was Controlled Demolition Incorporated. So a first-time shot. Israelis ain't in that business. They're another business. Now, whether they're behind it or not, I can't tell you that. But those buildings were wired by the most experienced people in the world.
Well, I would grant you that, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Okay, all right, thanks for your call. Let's move on to Tony in Chicago again. Tony, you're back again?
Yeah, Rick, two things. I'll get to the point as far as the Fort Lee aspect of 9/11 goes.
Okay. All right, I get you.
What? Mm-hmm. No, I want to. I just want to. There's an article that was put out on May 23rd, 2015 by Gordon Duff. Uh-huh. Think of him what you will. It sounds like you were just reading it, you know.
Well, no, I wasn't reading from Gordon Duff. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I just was referring back to Jim from Chicago, and I thought you were him again calling.
Oh, anyway, I'll just get to the point, and then I want to get to something else, and then you're done with me. Okay, the article
no, that's
is
fine.
May 23rd, 2015, Mapping Fort Lee, The Truth Behind 9/11, okay, mm-hmm. with exhaustive links to nuclear 9/11 proofs. It's all laid out. He got this on the 75-meg file he claims he got from Russian FSB intelligence. Mm-hmm. Wayne Mattson got the same thing, even though he didn't do anything with it. He claims that seven people, influential, you know, alternative media people in the country got this file. It's all laid out. The safe houses are all there, the Jinza thing, the radio jammers, everything. It's all, and I'll just repeat it one more time. You Google Yahoo it. Map, and this, I'm saying this because this did not get enough attention. Mapping Fort Lee. The mm-hmm. truth behind 9/11. Google, right. Yahoo. All right, the other thing I want to say is, look at last 9/11. I called your show. I brought that video of Silverstein in Israel to your mm-hmm. attention, even though it had been discussed exhaustively, you know, Robert Rabel, et cetera, on this on uh-huh. this station of him. And I don't know where he was, to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, point blank, looking with a straight face, totally sane, totally together, saying the first design meeting for Building 7 was in April of 2000. Now, look at, if you go to Wikipedia, you type in New Building 7, it says quite clearly they broke ground in May of 2002, okay? So count the months, that's 8 months. There is no way in hell that something like that could come down. It's a total surprise to Silverstein. Granted, he has in-house architects. He has mm-hmm. connections in, you know, in the city. That handles all the permitting and the, you know, and the planning and everything. Look, they didn't even put the fire out. Granted, that piece of property was off to the side, but they didn't even put the fires out, as you remember, till the middle of December. There's no way that he could just, and plus anybody, normal poor person would be traumatized for a month. Plus it was the financing, the insurance, mm-hmm. on and on and on, the permits, the permitting, the material, you know, acquisition, et cetera, that they could have started that building. That new Building 7 in 8 months, and they did it right in front of our faces, as these obnoxious Jews know they can get away with anything. Okay, mm-hmm. and then you mm-hmm. had Richard Gage, you had him on early about the thermite. When that came out, he says, well, there was a substation below that. Okay, that was another complication.
Right.
But they did it. They did it right in front of our faces. No one said a word. Now, I noticed Richard Gage, after that came out last year, he didn't go running up to Manhattan, because a lot of this has to be public information. How did you guys get that building going so quick like that? He didn't do it because he probably didn't want to get a bullet in his back of his
skull.
Well,
you know, I mean, that's possible fear factor as well. But, no, I mean, it can be done very quickly when you have the ability, you have the trained experts who are hired to bring them in there, the contractors, and then they were exited out of the country pretty quickly as well, weren't they?
Mm. No, but I'm talking about putting that new building up so quick. I'm not talking about.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the key to this thing, that no one have looked into this. And I remember, not at the time, but, you know, years later, I had read, you know, comments by people. How did that building go up so fast like that? And they just did it right in front. There's no way they could do that in 8 months. It can't happen that way. Okay? But they got away with it right in front of our faces. So that's what I wanted to say, and that was it. Thanks a lot.
All right, you said it very quickly, but very succinctly. They take them down quickly, and they build them pretty quickly, too. Let's see now. We have Mark in Florida next. Hello, Mark. You're next on the program.
Well, Rick, thank you very much for all you've do and still do, and Art also, you. I was one of the first writers out about 9/11, and I wrote the timeline of the day and the stand down of the Air Force and other works. I spent 2 years of my life from the day it went down till 2 years later working on it.
And one of the last things. Do you want to give your full name? Do you want to give your full ID?
Mark R. Elsis, E-L-S-I-S.
Okay.
And I've been attacked ever since. Earlier, one of the last ideas I came up with, my work was put in the first federal lawsuit with Ellen Mariana, who I believe was the last standing lawsuit also. And, of course, I realized in 2003 that there will be no trials in 9/11. Mm-hmm. Us,
no.
Our dear friends would not allow this, and we're buying everybody off.
That's exactly what they were doing. Yeah, Ellen Mariani was a case in herself. We had her on the show repeatedly. I don't know if you remember. Years and years back, we had her on.
No,
it was right around 2002 or 2003 that actually we started interviewing her. And this went on and on and on with the attorneys involved and, you know, that she was involved with. And everybody was giving her the runaround. But what was the final situation with Ellen Mariani?
I don't know. I believe she was the last person still standing trying to get a trial. And
I lost track of her, but you know, I don't know. I don't know what became of her. I mean, it was getting a little bit, it was getting to the point of an absurdity, the way it was going on and on and on. And then we got distracted by other things. So here we are again, revisiting everything.
Well, one of the last things I thought of before I gave up my 2 years investigation on this and three major pieces and two minor pieces on 9/11 was a 9/11 trial. And earlier this year, it was nagging at me. So I spent quite a bit of time and effort into putting together what would be a 9/11 trial, a mock trial, yes, but a real mock trial, bending over backwards to show both sides so the American public could actually maybe look into it with a clear conscience. And I put up a website, a very short, succinct website at 911trial.com. And with about $6.4 million, we could put up a real trial with 108 witnesses from both sides, cross-examine the whole thing, a courthouse streamed out, documentary, archived for history, all for $6.4 million, which would be paid back by subscribers on the back end. I have put this forth to almost everybody in the 9/11 community, and I got like zero response from everybody. They'd rather argue about whether holograms or other such nonsense. So instead of finding the real culprits of this, which of course we know who it is beyond a shadow of a doubt, I went to the oldest Catholic high school in the United States, LaSalle Academy in Lower Manhattan in the Bowery, and I ran by those buildings when I was a runner in LaSalle in the early 70s. And that means nothing, but they were put up by Rockefeller, and then, 49 days before, they were leased out to Larry Silverstein, the good old lucky Larry who had the dermatologist appointment. And, you know, we go on and on every step of the way, folks. This was of 9/11 was an Israeli event, with mm-hmm. Michael Chertoff sending the five dancing Israelis back after 71 days, and mm-hmm. on and on, every yep. step of the way of paying off the families, every legal way, every way. You take a look into it. It was a Jewish-Israeli hit to start never-ending wars for us to be their mercenaries as we have been since 1897. It's
no doubt
I've
about
had enough.
That aspect of none. And Ashcroft, by the way, was also the attorney general, the front man for Chertoff at the time under Bush, and he was the one who sent them back to Israel. It was his signature that was on the order. So they got away with a mass murder and a genocide of people, even on the street, the people that were there who were unbeknownst to what was going to happen, the girders flying out, the heads that were smashed. You know, it was a real crime scene, and it was the biggest crime scene on American soil at that time.
Right, and somebody mentioned about the pits in molten steel. That was for till December 19th. I have one of my best friends is a New York City fireman, and he mm-hmm. told
oh,
me
really?
Some inside scoop. Yes, I looked into it, and Bob, you know, it was... He did a lot there, but and his lungs are ruined, which is what I said earlier on. I said 10 times more people are going to die prematurely because of Whitman and her letting people back in there early with all the asbestos and everything else that was flowing around Manhattan and all over Manhattan and Brooklyn and, you know, And so what we have here is like you said, Pearl Harbor. People, it was around the same amount of people, about between 89 and 91, 89, about 90% of people fell for this. Hook, line, and sinker, just like they did with Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, 2,700 men that or more that were killed at Pearl Harbor by Roosevelt, and then you had around the same number that were killed on 9/11 in those towers. And there were real people. Some of them I knew directly and indirectly. And unfortunately, it goes to show you the power that these sons of Cain have over this world system.
Yes, it comes into the, you know, the firemen. Everybody falls in line because they'll go after your pensions and da-da-da. My friend's his brother is now one of the top people in the fire department, and they don't want to know anything.
They don't want to hear about it. They've been silenced.
No.
The submission,
that's right.
You hit it on the pension note. Yes, that's right. All right, Mark, please call again. I would like to be able to talk to you more. Thank you for your call, sir. And Art, we're going to be taking a break in a moment, but again, on noplaceforcorruption.com, Art deals with a lot of these issues. Thank you. Be right.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, folks, and we don't have too much time left. Art, you're still with us, sir, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right. So far, all of you heard, you know the financial end and other aspects of 9/11. What are your conclusions here?
I would conclude that your first caller was saying there's no experience with controlled demolition. Look at Sheldon Adelson, who had controlled demolition expertise, taking down the Sands Casino in Vegas and Atlantic City. And to say there was no people lost their lives there, I would say remember the motto, by disinformation we shall wage war. I think that's called the Mossad. I think that's what you were listening to just then.
Well, exactly. You know, and the thing is, we have so much confusion, so much misinformation, disinformation coming at us. So the whole idea is that we have a lot of trolls as well. And I'm not saying anybody is a troll specifically. I'm just saying all over the networks, all over the Internet, all over talk radio, you have Mossad, you have followers, enablers who are doing just that. So let's not lose sight of who is involved, the money trail, people who profited from it, the people who were in a position, as Dr. Sobrowski himself, who's part Jewish, has said so eloquently, only the Israeli government with its expertise in killing, in murder, incorporated in, as you point out, the explosions industry, demolitions, could ever get away with such an attack on America. They had to use some Arabic names, and they had to use some others in, for instance, Saudi Arabia as their client state in order to ultimately deflect attention away from them. And that works with a lot of people like AJ, Alex Jones, and others who can always cite that book. But you know what? We have to deal with the facts here, because in the end, truth is going to out. And when Jesus Christ meets all of us, he's going to say, what did you do for truth? Or did you participate in the lie? And that's the thing we must never, never forget. There is a day of accountability for everyone, a day of judgment, and he's going to want to be looking at that book of life to see whether who's in there or not. All right, you know, Art, we're almost out of time, and I think we just don't have time for other calls. I'm sorry if I missed you, but to sum it all up, you know, we really truthfully needed to get this. I don't know why, just felt a burden to bring it up again today. And that, too, might be just the divine inspiration, because something is being planned worldwide across this world at a point which we do not know. A similar situation, it will involve financial, it will involve cyber terror, which, again, the Israelis are chief among the experts at that, and it will involve quite a bit of media cover-up as well. Deflection, attention, disinformation, terror, and financial collapse will lead to something very, very frightening. But, folks, we have to know that. We just have to know and keep it in our little minds here. All right, Art, thank you for your call, and thank you for joining us on these 2 hours. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome, and have a great day.
Thank you. All right. I don't know if we have time for John from Little Rock. Is up there? Okay, sorry. John, come on up quickly. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, we had so many different calls and emails that it was just, hey, man, it made for a great program. Very happy. Don't forget RBN. Don't forget to call us right now. John is waiting for your call. Contribute online through PayPal, through your credit card, whatever, at republicbroadcasting.org. Thank you all. Thanks again, Sam, and we'll, God willing, meet you again next week. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.